It's the Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. It is a Dem Thrones Boys triarchy episode where we are breaking down House of the Dragon Season 3, Episode 5. It is all spoilers, and you can go back and check out the archives. We've done every episode of House of the Dragon, Night of the Seven Kingdoms, and last few seasons of Game of Thrones. I have been less critical of the show than you guys have, I would say. No dragons, though, this episode. But what did you think, Davey? Let's start with you. What did you think of this episode?
It was pretty good. I mean, I like, who's it, Ormond now, who was just like,
yeah, he's a bad dude.
Pulling a lot of strings and doing a lot of shady things, but it's working.
He's playing the Game of Thrones.
That's right. He doesn't like losing. Like. I'll tell you that. We learned that this episode.
What do you guys like better, Game of Thrones chess or Star Wars chess? Which one do you like better?
Ooh, Star Wars is like the 3D chess one, right?
Yeah, with all the different monsters.
Probably Star Wars chess.
Cool. Yeah, I like that because you get to see the violence.
Probably cooler than this. Sean, what'd you think of this episode?
It was fine. Not my cup of tea. I got a little bored. I'm going to be honest.
God damn it, Sean. What is
I know.
What?
Well, I got my nuts blown off by the fucking Odyssey this weekend that I was I was just kind of excited for this. And then this.
That's fair. I mean, once your nuts have been blown off, it's hard to really do anything else after that. Trust me. As someone who got a botched vasectomy, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you didn't get them blown off. You got them chopped up. There's a difference.
I got them hacked to pieces. But let me say this. Something we forgot to mention last week, we pulled up that great parody account that does like Westeros on ESPN. Another one, a group of people have taken to this, but comparing Ormond to Dennis Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and having the Dennis system be the Darren system and just like a full breakdown. And they kind of look alike. And then they're like saying like when Ormond like gets upset when Ormond received the letter and it was just Dennis like having like a rant about like not being included in one of the episodes, like really, really, and they kind of look alike. So it's like a really good crossover.
Hey, I don't know if this matters, but I can't hear Shime.
Oh,
you can't hear me?
I can hear Shime.
Okay.
I hear him.
He looks great.
He sounds great on my end.
Yeah.
If you're in the chat, can everybody hear Shime? I can hear Shime loud and clear. So that's going to be tricky.
Interesting.
That's not ideal. What I don't know what else. I don't really don't know what else we can do.
My shit's fine.
It's not. If you can't hear Shime, it's not.
Audio.
I don't think it's anything. Josh in the chat can hear Shime.
All right.
We can hear Shime. Shime. Josh in the chat's struggling. He goes, I can gear Shime. And then he tried to correct gear and he said heat. I can heat Shime.
He's definitely heat.
Yeah, Ryan can hear everybody. So yeah, Davey, they say you don't sound great. And
yeah, I know.
They can all hear Shime. So, all right, I don't know how to do this. Do you want to log out and log back in and see if you can hear Shime?
Yeah, you guys talk. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, so one thing I like a lot, Shime, and this is perfect for you because this is like in the book wheelhouse. So Darren and Ormond are talking, and they're going through the Hightower history, and he mentions how they've sort of like dealt with all these different families, including the Greyjoys. It says House Dane of Dorne. And then they get into this story of Miria Martell, the Yellow Toad of Dorne. And it was awesome. Like, I was like all so in cool. on the story because he's basically, I'm learning about this on the fly. I'm sure you and book readers know this, but he's like Ormond saying how she was basically like a military genius. She was this fat, gross slob, basically, is how he's describing it. Yeah. He's like, she lacked in all of these other things, but was a genius and fought back on the original Aegon. And like when they came rolling through there, they're like, we're taking over. And she's like, you're not. And then like bamboozled them. So I think even though she's not a Hightower, I think Ormond looks up to and respects her the most because he's like, she doesn't have dragons and she still defeated them.
Well, so, and I think that's the big thing is like she went toe to toe with those savages, as he called them, with dragons. And so to him, even though she's not a high tower and she's not like the upper class of you know, society, she could go toe to toe with those savages and not have an issue whatsoever and bring them down to her level.
That was really cool. So I'm like, that is some good lore. I'm up for any kind of lore. And so when they start talking about families, and as soon as they said the yellow toad of Dorne, I'm like, I really hope they don't stop there. Because I'm like, I'm intrigued.
I'm in. Please give me more.
Yeah, we're calling her the yellow toad. Now, why is that? And then they go into this whole thing, and she's just like, she like basically like took everybody out of the city. They thought they had won. And then she like shows back up, and it's like,
oh, well, they were all hiding in the sand.
Yeah.
And so they show up and they think that, oh, every castle's empty. And then they just like come out of the sand like zombies and fight. Yeah. It's sick.
It's basically like the reverse Trojan horse.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of what we think. Davey, we're talking about the yellow toad of Dorne.
Oh, the yellow toad of Dorne. I want to see a picture. Do we get a picture?
I think you can. I pictured one in my head. I have an idea of what she looks like.
I have one.
What's his name? Ormond was very, very good at explaining her. Mm-hmm. What did he say? That he was like
she's a fucking disgusting mess, but she was
not, the gods did not bless her with looks or something.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. Yeah.
But was just like a genius. And I'm like, I'm in on like a military genius. And I'm like, I'm in on this. And then we also see the first real push for Ormond with Darren as the rightful heir to the throne. He makes him a little coin. That's kind of a cool little thing. He's got his own little money now. He's like George Washington. And so now he's out there, and you see these deaths throughout King's Landing, and you kind of assume at first it's from Ormond, but then it's confirmed later on. And then they see they got these little things, and then the end of the episode, they really kick it up a notch. It's not just like a couple of the gold cloaks in alleys. It's like a scene out of The Last Supper. And they've killed a bunch of people close to Daemon and everybody on Team Targaryen.
Which really calls into question, how many guys does Ormond have in King's Landing? Because when you see the original guy that's clearly working for Ormond, it's just a couple of them like at like a table in a building, and a little kid is their spy, and he sends out the Raven. But to kill all those guys,
I know,
and line them up at the table is not the work of like three dudes.
Do you think there's somebody on the current small council or somebody in the castle? It's gotta be, right? That's like working with them.
I mean,
the small council is kind of growing a little bit, but I still wonder about like that Manderly guy. Like, is he just kind of playing?
When he's talking shit about everybody around the table.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good scene. He's like, oh yeah, she used to be a whore. Now she's here. And just all this, like, oh, the bastard. Yeah. Yeah. His bastards now. He rides a dragon. He's fucking around. So Darren also, he beats Ormond at chess, and so you do have that scene too. Now they're making a real power play. Kristen Cole, he's making a move of his own, and it's just another sad.
He making a move?
He's making a death march. He's just like, I've given up on life, and I'm just gonna kind of take all my guys, and we're just gonna go this way, and we're gonna be slaughtered.
Like, well, I've been in service to people my whole life.
Yeah.
Thanks for the offer, but I don't want to work for anybody anymore. Yeah. Like, Jesus.
They're going to sing songs about me, and maybe Alicent will hear one.
Yeah, like, I don't know about that, my guy.
My horse stepped on a ninja weapon, and now I have to kill it.
I know. Like, all right, bud. Also, he's like, I am the realm's greatest warrior. I was like, you sure about that? Sure about that? That's what Kristen Cole, I don't think is he in the top 20 warriors
currently alive?
Yes,
probably. Yeah. Oh yeah. He's probably in like the top five.
You think so?
The only two I know for sure.
He's definitely a puss, but like a puss who can kick ass. He just doesn't.
Yeah. He doesn't at all. He's out of practice.
Yeah.
But like, I think like he's in the Kingsguard for a reason. Like,
okay.
you don't just become a Kingsguard member.
I just, I don't know.
But I think Daemon and Aegon take him out pretty swiftly.
You mean Aemond, not Aegon?
Yeah, Aemond.
Yeah. Aegon will get smoked.
I think Cole beats Aemond. I don't think he beats Daemon.
I think
Daemon's the best warrior out there right now.
Daemon's the GOAT. Daemon would destroy this guy. But yeah, I guess like we haven't really seen a lot of other.
I got to see Ormond fight. I think there's a chance Ormond like is low key a fighter.
I would think Ormond has some of those like Jamie Lannister vibes, yes, where he's like, all right, pretty boy, and he's doing this, and he's in like a good family, but like he can handle himself. I would think.
And we also haven't seen a ton. Like, we've seen bits of like Roddy the Room, but we haven't seen a lot of the Starks. So we don't really know what level of like fighter they're at compared to a lot of these guys.
True. True.
I bet they're just psychos, which I am all for.
Yes.
Oh, always.
I think that helps. Also, Cole, though, like, I don't know if he's got that killer instinct because he's just
got that dog in him.
Doesn't have that dog.
He's going to be like,
I thought you were going
to
say too.
I mean, that's it for me. I'll call it. He also had like a mini BoJack moment where he had to kill his horse. Yep. His horse died. And he's like, oh, stabs it. He's like, fucking A. And at the end, I think he delivered the worst hype speech of all time. Easy. It's like the opposite of what he was looking for. He's just like, all right, like, we're going to go do this. Meanwhile, people are leaving. Gwaine's like, I'm out.
I'm not listening
to this guy. He's like, come on, we can.
What was so funny, Daemon gave this super cool hype speech to the Gold Cloaks. And then you get the Cole hype speech. You're like, what are we doing?
Just
Gwaine's like, I'm out of here, dog. I can't do this anymore.
Like, so what's going to happen with Cole? I feel like it's too obvious that he's just going to get slaughtered. I feel like something bigger actually does have to happen.
No, he has to like die spectacularly. They're not going to sing a song about someone who just like gets stabbed in the ribs. Like, he's going to go down.
Yeah.
He's going to keep getting back up. Like, if he's going to get beat, like, he's going to get beat. He's going to get killed by several guys before he actually dies.
Yeah, you think that's what it is? Is it, like, more than one? Is it, like, a dragon? It'd be probably apropos for him because he's just such a, like, he's fucking dragons. Like, if one of them just, like, doesn't even know he's there and just, like, torches him, just, like, flies by him. It's just like, see you later, dude. That'd be good. All right, so we get a group of men in Harrenhal looking for Aemond. And then Alice like talks to him and then attacks them with bats and like disappears. It's like, okay.
It's a good move.
Good witchcraft. Yeah. Really good witchcraft.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Yep. Alice also had a good line too, because she's like, yeah, Vhagar's not here. And he's like, Vhagar wouldn't leave me. And she's like, I don't know, maybe he's afraid of this place. And I'm like,
everybody else is.
That would be cool. If he like senses it, he's like, I'm not messing around with this. I love that. That's really good stuff. He ends up defending her because she gets attacked at the end and he starts carving guys up. So what's going on here with Aemond and Alice in your mind?
Well, I think this is what it's kind of like. And I said it before, like, it's like the mirror image of like what Daemon's experience was there. Right. So
yeah,
she's trying to do this like motherly witch thing. Like, she's clearly the caretaker of that place and she's looking for someone, some muscle to like help her out.
Yeah,
with it, because I think her witchcraft, as you've seen, it can only go so far.
Yeah,
and she's not, you know, group of hosses. Like, I don't know if she's gonna be able to send that many bats.
You think she's like 200 years old?
Oh yeah,
probably. Yeah. Like Melisandre was, like ancient, 100%. And you can tell too that like she's trying the exact same methods with that she did with Daemon with Aemond, but it's working because as we've seen, Aemond is like in a brothel, snuggled up to a lady of the night, and trying to kiss his mom. So like this is
stuff. That's exactly what it is. Yep, you're exactly right.
Yeah, it's tough. But it had been a couple episodes since we had seen Aemond, and so he's there. He's still skinny as shit. But he's killing dudes. He's killing dudes with a sword. Does not have Vhagar with him yet anyway. All right. I thought some of the most interesting stuff this episode was all of the Alicent Hightower, her daughter Helena, and then we'll even get to Missaria part of it. So Alicent, we found out at the end of last episode that Helena is pregnant. So Alicent is like, that's not going to be good. So she tries to get her the plan B. So she goes through like the dude.
Grand Maester.
Yeah, gets that stuff. Helena's like, I'm not fucking doing that. Also, she knows Aemond is at Harrenhal. And she's like, well, Alice is like, well, no, he was there, but like he's on his way back. She's like, that's where he is.
Well, and didn't she say something like, I see him burning, but not in fire?
Not in fire.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you,
that was his fever. He had a fever that was breaking.
That, and he's dealing with the agony and the guilt of what he did to Aegon.
Yep, 100%. And I think Helena, to me, and we'll get to this at the end when we do our top six characters, she's been like an also receiving votes for me for like early on. We've barely seen her, but you just know there's something going on there big time with her. And I haven't even read the books. So I'm just like, I have a feeling that something big is going to happen with her. She's like, doesn't want to escape. Then Allison's like kind of tricking her basically into an escape, but she doesn't want to leave another one of her kids there. And then she's like, I just want to go like look out the moon or whatever. She's like, I just want to go outside. And you're like, what is going on here?
But it is, it's so funny that like Helena's starting to pick up that like her mom's not that great of a mom. Cause she's like her first movement, it happened like two or three times, like in this episode, where she's like, all right, so this is how we're gonna get out. And we're gonna leave the baby here. And she's like, wait, what? She's like, no, I'm not leaving my kid. And then she's like, no, we have to go back. And she's like, nope, can't do it. The doors, we can't get out. So And then she's like, all right, here's the new plan. We leave your kid. She's like, stop. Like,
yeah.
she's like, leave her kid.
Like, well, then they even go to leave, and she's like, where's the nurse with the kid? And she's like, they'll meet us there.
That's right.
She's like, I was like, don't fucking believe her. Don't believe her. Get out of there.
You look away when you lie.
That was a great line. That was such a good line.
The bar.
Masaria is aware of what's going on. So she goes and tells Alice, like, she confronts Allison about what's going on. Then Allison's like, yeah, no, it's for me, because I've been getting all kinds of strange around here. And she pounds the drink right in front of her, and you're like,
I've been getting rutted like you read about.
Just getting piped down.
Anyway, so she Masara's like, sure, and then she just fucking pounds the drink right in front of her face, and you're like, I guess. Now,
if you read Pound Town Quarterly, I'm in it like six times. Keep reading.
I got bottomed out by the Night's
Guard. Comes out every 3 months, and I'm in it all over the place.
I can't stop. You know what that's like, White Worm. Yeah. You've been there. So this is the first time I feel like Masaria, who has been kind of battling Damon this whole time, they're both on either side of Rhaenyra's ears. And you're like, now Allison and Masaria are kind of talking to each other. And Allison's like, she's not always going to be like on your side kind of thing. Or she's like, she's got Damon to talk to. And Masaria's like, Masaria's like, oh, I know what she's like. She knows what Damon is. And she's like, okay. And then she has a pretty good line though in there too, where she's like, you know, Allison says that, you know, I'm a captive here or whatever. And then Allison's like, well, weren't you? And then so she's like, I think she's got her like knocked off her spot a little bit here. Who do you think is winning this sort of like battle of wits right now between Allison and Masaria?
Allison, because I think Masaria has like that street knowledge, but she doesn't know how these people kind of get down and how they can like it's different. Right, we've seen that, like how people in Flea Bottom deal with each other. There are some like backhand stuff, like we saw it with like was it Littlefinger and
Varys. Like
she's like, so
yeah,
she doesn't play that game, you know what I mean?
Like, she's the first edition of Varys, right? Like Varys is the complete form. She's like the prototype version of this,
It's
like she gets all the secrets but doesn't know how to play the game, and then he learned from her mistakes in that, okay, I can get the secrets and play the game.
But this is also like, this is the spot where she, I think for the first time, is going to keep information from Rhaenyra.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to come out. And then that's going to fucking fry her. Because I think right now, Rhaenyra is definitely like, believes her, likes her opinions on shit, and is like, good, like I can trust her. And then somehow, some way, she's going to find out way after the fact that she caught Allison and Helena and all this different stuff, and like what's going on there. And then she kept it to herself. And for what? Like, what is she trying to keep it for? And then once that happens, Rhaenyra could lose it.
Well, they're setting,
you know, Damon's ready to fucking get her out of there in a second. Well,
and they're setting up for everyone around Rhaenyra to like backstab her, basically, right? Between Masaria with the Allison stuff, you know, Manderly is gonna bone her somehow. The Maester's on Allison's sides. Damon hasn't told her about Bela being with Sheepstealer. And so, like, she's going to find out about all this and be ostracized, basically, because she can't trust fucking anybody.
What's Masaria's thing? Go ahead.
I'm just, the question I have that we have, where's the money?
The gold. It's missing.
Where is it?
There is no gold.
Did they use it to make those new coins?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I won't tell you where it is because I assume that we'll find out. But
okay,
no,
cool. You know,
you,
that's not
you
that.
Know, you
yeah.
son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I got an idea.
Someone's got the money.
Get some though, because when Damon went to the moon door and he talked to the
Jane.
Yeah,
the Vale.
Yeah, the Aarons. She talked to them, and I think they got something coming back. So, in your mind, when you were watching this, do you think Missaria should have just immediately gone to Rhaenyra and told her, or do you think she should have tried to like just gather information and sort of like look out for herself? Because as I'm watching the episode, I'm like, just go fucking tell Rhaenyra. That's your best.
She also doesn't need to, right? Because nothing happened, right? Allison can't go anywhere, and Helena's just gonna become more pregnant. It's not gonna be like less evident that she's pregnant. So it's not something that it's not like a secret Missaria has to tell, because it's just gonna come out eventually anyways.
But it's also one of those things too, is like, how does it help her? Like, you know what I mean? I think the best masters of whispers are like, all right, this information is good. How does it pertain to, what does it have to do with me?
Yeah. Cause Allison was like, well, you will have like the high towers will like owe you a favor type of thing. And you're like,
and she's like, what good is that? Like,
oh, also
right now, like what good is that? But it could be good down the road.
Also, there was a line in there too when they were talking about Daeron making a push for the throne, and Daemon's like, told you we should have just killed him. Like, this is from, like, see, like, just gonna kill all those kids, like, when they had the chance. He's like, I told you,
them all.
Told you we should have done that.
Yeah, just burn them. Yeah.
There's a new small council. We sort of talked about this, just sort of growing, and there are people on there, and they're all kind of like talking shit about like the group that they've assembled. Daemon and Rhaenyra, speaking of the small council, kind of have a big argument in front of them. They do not seem to be on the same page. Her son Joffrey arrives. So another little guy in King's Landing.
She could not be bothered to go hang out with the little guy.
No, he tried waiting up for her too, and she was like,
the brown hair.
Get you in the morning, big dog.
Yeah.
See you then. And then Daemon at the end finds more dead, and written in blood it says a feast for traitors. Feast for traitors. Things are turning there.
No.
All right. Aegon and Larys. Those two guys are kind of on the move. Aegon's all fired up. He wants to kill his brother. Larys just comes point blank, flat out, and is like, You are a shitty king, and you're a shitty guy. You're a bad guy.
Because there's nothing like, again, people think the whole place thinks you're dead.
Yep.
Right. And so you got nothing. And like, he's trying to help him understand that, like, in this situation, like, you can't tell me what to do. Like, there's going to come a day where you can probably tell me what to do again.
Yeah.
But you keep fucking up. Every time I try to help you, you try to fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to make safe passage here. You don't need to pop off to everybody and be like, you know who I am. No, they don't know who you are. And let's keep it that way.
And he's bitching. If they knew who you were, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
And he's bitching and complaining that, like, Aemon had all of these advantages that he didn't have. Like, he wasn't the firstborn of the king.
I know. I'm like, the way he's talking about it, I'm like, you're the older brother. What are you talking about?
Like, I was like, dude, what the fuck is your deal?
Ridiculous. And then this is a payoff from a couple episodes ago. Actually, episode one, they bump into Tywin Lannister.
Yep.
So he survives. The armor's off. He survives that big fight at sea, one of the great sea battles that we've seen in the history of Game of Thrones. And so he's there. So now you have like this weird little triumvirate, like away from everybody, with Aegon, Larys, and Tywin Lannister.
And I was confused, like, with that whole conversation, because he was like, well, they said they were going to Pentos.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Braavos. Whatever. And he's like,
it's one of those. Yeah.
What do they have to take a ship? And he's like, don't take a ship right now. Like, there's nowhere for you. Like, and he's just come to, you know, Casterly Rock. Like, come to, and he's like, no, I'm not going there. He's like, why don't you just, again, we'll just let people help you.
Yeah.
It's like, the Lannisters are trying to make the throne there. He's like, who gives it? I'm trying to fucking help you.
I know.
Like, and I just was in boats, and I was on boats, and you don't want to be on boats right
now. Yeah, fuck boats. Fuck boats. And you get the sea snake is back out there on boats too.
Right.
He's like, I don't know if anybody knows this, but he's out there patrolling the seas. He's mad.
It's one thing I learned about that battle.
Yeah.
Fuck boats.
Yeah. Get away from the boats. You don't want to be near boats. If you don't have a dragon, you don't want to be with dragons. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to go in this world. All right. Last week, this was, what was it? Week four. The character power rankings were as followed. We had Daemon Targaryen number one. We had Ormund Hightower number two. We had Sheep Stealer number three. Tesserion, number 4. We had Alan of Hull, 5. I don't even know if he was in this episode.
He was. Yes,
he was.
He was.
Oh, he, talked right. He was talking to Rhaenyra at the desk. And
oh, you're right. Actually, yeah. Yep. You're right. He was in there. And then we had Alice at 6. Also, I had an idea at the end of the season. I say we go like top 25 and just lay in like a mega ranking. But between now and then, we'll just update our 6. So there was no dragon. They did reference Sunfire. They were talking about a dragon so beautiful they named it after the sun. Sadly, Sunfire no longer with us. Although I'm telling you, there was something about it last week.
Aegon heard something.
Aegon had a feeling. He had a little bit of a little something tell him that maybe he's still with us. I don't know if he is or he isn't, but we'll see.
I think Alice makes it jump up a position or two.
Okay. I think so. I think Davey's right.
I think
by having a no appearance in NA, like the dragons have to at least each drop a spot is my thought.
I think you could make a case that Tesserion is out.
Yep.
Yeah. He had a great head turn 2 episodes ago.
Great double take.
He had a great little like torch and kill or like finish off in the last episode, but he's not been in it that much.
No.
And like you said, I think Helena sneaks in.
Thank you. Helena to me has been good the whole time, but like sort of in the shadows. And then this one, like sticking up to Allison, she had the line that Davey mentioned where she just put Allison in her place. She's like, I'm not leaving my kid again. And then she knew in her mind where Aemond is. That's cool. And she's looking for the moon. For some reason, she needs to go see the moon.
No, you got to go watch out the window.
She's like, no, I don't want that. I want to go get some fucking fresh air. And so I don't know what she's going to do. She's doing something. I don't know if she's going to call her dragon. I don't know if she's going to she could fly for all I know. Like she's so crazy.
Moon Dancer? Isn't that her dragon?
No, her dragon is Dreamfire. Moon Dancer is, I believe, Bela's dragon.
Okay. I knew there was a moon dragon somewhere. Just moon dragon.
We did get Adam and Bela in this episode, but we did not get Rhaena. Or am I switching those two?
There might be a little.
No, you got it right. Bela is the one that's still hanging around. Rhaena is the one with Sheepstealer.
Yeah, so we did not see Sheepstealer. Although to me, Sheepstealer is so good. I think we have to keep it doesn't have to be in this order, but to me, Daemon, Ormond, and Sheepstealer, and I agree with you guys, Alice, I think they should all remain in the top 6. I would take Tesserion and Allen out.
Okay.
And we add Helena.
Yeah. Oh, what is this? Pop-ups here. Hold on.
And I do.
Sorry. All right.
Allison's grown on me too. No, I know. No, leaving the kid thing bothered me. She's not.
Yeah. I do kind of like Gawain too. The way he dipped on Cole.
Do you like Gawain?
Gawain is kind of a dark horse here. He gets the leech on the leg. Has to like rip the leech off. They're wearing face paint like they're going to play high school football.
That's true. He did have a good leech rip. Yeah, good script this episode.
And he's the one person that's like Cole, like giving Cole shit and like, dude, stop being so sad. And he's just like, I'm just going to leave.
He's like, it's my sister. I know she's not that great, dude.
Yeah, she's not that cool.
Wait, let's start at the top. Do you guys want to keep Daemon at 1 or do you have an argument for Ormond?
I think Daemon and Ormond stay.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
I would say Alice goes to 3.
Okay, I have no problem with that. No objection with that.
Then maybe Sheepstealer slides in at 4 this week.
Yep. I like that. And then we do
Helena at 5.
Helena at 5. And then
we need a 6.
You said Gawain.
Is there anybody else?
Aemond.
Aemond did have a couple good kills this week.
Couple good stabs.
I like that.
All right, am I back?
I like that too. Yeah,
you're back.
All right, I don't know what's going on.
We made Aemon had a few good stabs this week.
Yeah, Aemon got what 4 kills? That's 4 kills for the Aemon chart. I think maybe he slides in at number 6.
Okay, yeah, he's on the mend. That's pretty good. Aemon 6. So did you have Sheepstealer
4?
Four.
So Daemon, yeah. Ormond, Alice, Sheepstealer, Helena, Aemond.
I like it. Oh, I like that. That's good. And then so dropped from the rankings would be Tesserion and Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also receiving votes.
We said Gwen.
Gwen got a vote.
Shout out Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
I like it. I think by the end of the season, although there is there one more season of this? I think they announced it, or is this it?
I think there's one more after this.
Okay. So, like, I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised at some point if we have, like, six dragons on this thing. But as of right now, I think we have the one, because there's going to be some more. Like, Caraxes' last episode was great, because she was giving Damon a little bit of the business and was, like, looking at Sheep Stealer, like, listen, look at this guy. And, like, I like her. She was pissed when he brought all the gold on board. She's like, this is heavier than it needs to be. I don't care for this. So I like her, but right now, not enough, right? Sheep Stealer was just so dominant, and then the rest of them we just kind of saw here and there.
We also didn't even get, like, any Ulf or Hugh Hammer this week, right?
No, we did not.
Oh, I'm still waiting for Roddy.
Yeah. Yeah,
we need Rowdy Roddy in here.
And we did see, was it the young River Lord talking to a couple guys there at the very beginning of the episode? Right. I think that was right.
Right.
He seems way smarter than like a 15-year-old should be.
I know. So we got episode 6 coming out on Sunday, and then episode 7, and then the finale comes out on August 9th. So I mean, we get only 3 more episodes of this.
So not this coming week, but the following week should be like an absolute banger episode.
Yes, I agree.
We need a big fight here.
It's brewing. You know it's coming. Yep. Like whether it's at Tumbleton or wherever. Yeah.
Well, I think all these people are going to converge on Tumbleton, and that place is just going to get flat.
I don't like Tumbleton.
Hugh Hammer's wife does not stand a fucking chance.
No.
Didn't Wayne say, let's just go there? So they might actually go there. Like, and then Kristen might just be in the back. Just like, and then the other two, like Roddy, and like, because they're all going towards King's Landing, and Tumbleton's on the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, something's happening. Something's going down. Exciting. All right, you guys can let us know your thoughts on House of the Dragon to this point, as we are 5 episodes into season 3. Any final thoughts, guys, before we say goodbye?
Something's brewing, like Shime said. Something's coming.
More cooking. Dragons, please.
Yes, please. I agree. More dragons. I'm enjoying it, but more dragons indeed. All right, that'll do it for us. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can watch these recaps every Monday night live on YouTube, or you can go back after the fact and watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get your podcasts. If you are watching this live, jump over to the other link on YouTube, as Davey's life's work will come to an end here with
I can't
the
wait
review
to listen to this.
Of the Odyssey. We're going to break down the Odyssey as only Davey can. So we're going to do that coming up. We will do spoiler free to start, and then it'll be full
spoiler. You know, spoiler is 3,000 years old.
So. It is an older
please,
story.
Are you little quick preview? Are you going to get super nerdy about this?
No, I don't. Because I don't want to gatekeep it. But I will if asked.
You and I need to have like a private conversation then, because I was trying to explain some things to Mac today, and he was just—he's never read a goddamn thing.
Goo had me sending him voice notes pronouncing characters' names, and he multiple times. For the life of him, he could not say the name Polyphemus.
It's not that hard. That's what I'm doing.
All right. We'll jump on over.
On over. And if you guys are in the chat there, you can ask Davey some questions. We'll try to answer those as well.
Any question in the chat, I will happily answer it.
In the meantime, guys, stay hard and stay curious.
Always.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.